All right, next presentation is James Horn.
Thank you, Rob. Good morning, I'm James. I'm from University of Nebraska-Lincoln. My talk's topic is about irrigation app we just developed called Coastal Water. It's an app helping farmers to making irrigation decisions on their corn and soybean field. And I want to thank Nebraska Corn Board, Soybean Board, and Water for Food Institution to sponsor this project. Traditionally, when farmers making irrigation decisions, what they do is they check out the fields. So they go to the fields and they look at if the crop is the leaf is rotting or it's rolling. So they will assume it's suffer water stress if they saw some symptom like that. Or they go to the field, dig a hole, and use a hand to fill the soil. So in U.S., there's a big proportion of farmland, most of the farmers using those kind of methods. Other methods, what they use is basically they're based on the government scheduling or based on the sensors, or there's one most common method they use called the watch your neighbor methods. Basically, they look at their neighbor, turn on the pivot, then they do the same thing next day. So the procedure, they get up every day and check out the weather, check out the radios, and then dress up, drive to the field, and look at the plants and dig the soil. But what the problem is, there's in U.S., like average farmer, they get thousands of acres, and each field is probably like 50 to 100 acres. So they get about average 10 to 20 fields. So if they want to make irrigation decision or do other things, they need to drive through those fields and it's probably take most of the daytime. The problem is it takes too long. And also a farmer tends to irrigate, at least in Nebraska. We did some research, we figured out the blue bar is the university recommendation irrigation rate and the red bar is what farmer did. So averagely speaking, farmers tend to irrigate more. But when we look at the down graph over here, irrigate more then bring farmer more yields. That's basically, we can see it's basically flat for parallel comparison. So farmer, of course, they know like if he put more water, he's not necessary to get more yield. But the problem is that he don't want to take the risk of let his crop to suffer water stress. So he tend to put more water. So how can farmers save water, optimize the yield timing, and also avoid crop water stress and yield loss? Well, why not try our application, Coastal Water, to help them to making irrigation decisions? So what is Coastal Water? Coastal Water is an irrigation application which helping farmers on the irrigation decision making on their corn and soybean fields. We just released our second version of web applications. You can find it on the coastalwater.uml.edu. And this app can help farmers to do real-time simulation and tell them if their crop or if their fields crop under water stress or not. And in this website over here, if you click the Apple Store or Google Play, you also can download a free app on your phone. So basically what this app do is every morning it will send a notification message to farmers' phones and let them know if his field is under water stress or not. So how it works? First, you go to the website, register a free account, and then you choose a crop of corn and soybean. Then you use this Google Map to find the field locations. Basically, it's just like a regular Google Map. You type the address, zip code, or coordinates, any information, you can find your field. And embedded of that, we got a Sergo database. So it will actually pull out the soil information surrounding and the load to the farmer's field. And after locate the fields, we have the functionality built in to search all the weather station within 20 miles nearby range. And we pick the closest one to get the most representative weather data and pull automatically to our program. By using soil and weather data, we will do some internal calculation based on crop modeling. And for a cornfield, we only ask three very simple information from farmers, which I believe most of farmers are very familiar with those information, which is when they plant their corn, and what the relative maturity day is, and also what the plant populations. After that, the program will produce crop stage. So what's the stage currently your crop is? V4, V5, V6, or like flowering stage, or reproductive stage, R6. And available soil waters. So different soil types have a different amount of available soil waters. The program will be able to identify the soil type based on the Surgo database and then internally calculate how much water can be used by plants and left in the soil in the daily basis and the real time. Irrigation threshold. And we basically, based on university recommendation, we have a 50% of depletion of available soil waters. And we built this threshold inside the program, kind of like the alarming system. So whenever the water drops below to this threshold, we would recommend the farmer to irrigate. And also crop water stress index. Whenever the stress occurs, the program simulates, and we also suggest farmer to irrigate. And also we give farmer a recommendation message, basically tell him, okay, you should probably irrigate, or probably like later, you don't need to irrigate now. So let's take a close look on the program's output. This is a screenshot from the program, and as I just mentioned that we get the notification message. So based on when you do the simulation, at the inner season, beginning of season, or end of season, we get the different messages to tell farmer what's going on in the field right now. So I did the simulation at the end of the season. The program basically tell me that, okay, your crop is basically reached the phenological maturity right now, and no irrigation were recommended. And for this gold lines, you can see it's available soil water. So it shows that at the beginning of season, cross season, and at the end, how it will like dynamic in, at everyday basis. And we got this irrigation threshold. Basically, it tells farmers that below this threshold, which is below 50% of available soil water, and whenever this gold line drop below to the threshold, and the farmer's field will possibly experience crop water stress, which is this red line. So at this stage, about like beginning of July, this gold line you can see is dropped below to threshold over here. Then we get the crop water stress increase over here. One note is that this threshold actually applied the two functionality building. One is a water depletion, as I already mentioned. Another one is it's also taking into account of soil plant transpiration supply and the plant transpiration demand. If the demand is greater than the supply, also the crop will suffer stress too. In addition to that, we also have a crop stage, basically tell a farmer in daily basis what the stage currently the crop are. And this program right now, we can do 3-day forecasting, and right now we are moving to the 7-day after we get the more precise weather data. So the choosing course of water can get so many benefits. First, it's efficient. Farmer don't need to drive to the field that frequently. He can just check on his soil, like available water by his smartphone or computer. And it's based on the scientific models. We have a hybrid maize model building for the corn simulation and the cereal maize model building for the soybean simulation. It's consistent. Rather than have farmer to go to the field and make the decision, sometimes he can be like make a variation of the decisions. And but if he use a program, will always tell him the same thing if he use the same input. And also, the program give precise numbers, so based on the number, you're talking about the truth rather than based on the assessment. Last but not least, it's free. So farmers don't need to drive to the field, and you know, you drive to the field, it's cost gasoline. So you may ask, okay, how accurate this program is? How it's compared to the sensors? Well, we did some preliminary research. We compared the actual field measured volumetric water content to the crop simulation. And what we did is that we picked a field in Mead, Nebraska, and take 5 years. And also we choose three type of fields: corn irrigate, corn soybean rotation, and the corn ring fed. And we measured four depths to by use this theta probe. Totally, we got 11 fields across 5 years. If you don't know where's Nebraska, basically it's in the center of U.S. And we create those 11 fields in the program. So the result shows us is although we catch the trend pretty well for the compared to the measurement. So this blue line is the measurement of average of 11 corn fields in this 5 years, and this red line is the simulated results. So we get the trends pretty well, but we can see we get this consistent gap in between. So it's about like 5 centimeters or 6 centimeters of total water amount. And but we think we can fix this. By fix this, if we can calibration the models and we can adjust at the beginning of the season soil moisture content in the soil profile, and we can actually move this line above, and you can see that it will match pretty well. So the conclusion we have is our simulation results actually is consistently matching the pattern of the measured soil moisture, although the absolute amount is not yet. And also, our simulation results, that line is actually a little bit flat compared to what really happens in the field. So we assume it's because it's response to the irrigation events and rainfall events less sensitive compared to real happened. So this is the one thing we need to improve. And the last is we will finish that calibration, and hopefully in the next couple months we will be able to like better to simulate the actual happens in the field by adjusting the initial soil water content point. So that's all my presentation, and I open for any question. Thanks. Yes?
Which crop motor do you use in your system?
So for the corn part, we use a hybrid maize model, and it's a model combined with the cereus maize and the waffles. For the soybean, we use the soya seed. It's developed by University of Nebraska Lincoln.